Remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As the world surpasses 960,000 COVID-19 deaths and a new milestone of 31 million confirmed infections, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. This as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The United Kingdom already has the biggest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe and the fifth largest in the world, while it is borrowing record amounts in an attempt to pump emergency money through the damaged economy. The government's chief medical advisor said Monday, if the spread of the virus in Britain continues on its current trajectory, direct deaths from it will continue to rise, potentially exponentially, meaning, he said, quote, doubling and doubling and doubling again, and you can quickly move from really quite small numbers to really very large numbers. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is due to speak Tuesday. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus, say experts monitoring the outbreak, and the country has more than 6.8 million infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. leads both categories worldwide. The race to produce a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine has sustained another setback. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported Sunday, late-stage human trials of an experimental vaccine in the U.S. have been paused due to concerns over a possible adverse side effect. Some countries are reporting progress in the fight to contain the spread of COVID-19. Monday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern lifted restrictions for all of the country except Auckland after authorities posted no new cases. In Australia, Victoria State reported its smallest one-day jump since mid-June, and in India, they reopened the Taj Mahal. This is VOA News. Monday, the Trump administration announced new sanctions against